over the days we've been suggesting, inviting you to cultivate some care as you're exploring your own heart, mind, body, and the universe that surrounds you. And there's a wonderful way that this quality of care, kindness, is totally part of the adventure, one can say, in relationship to Vipassana practice, the practice that leads to wisdom, to clear seeing. And we speak of awareness being non-judgmental awareness. It means a lot when we can have an awareness which is not judging each and every moment experience. It's huge. It means that there's an allowing, that there's really a sense of receptivity rather than reactivity. And actually this quality of care and kindness has a name. There's a specific quality of heart and mind, which is a mental factor, like many other mental factors. It has some characteristics. And this care, kindness, is in the Buddhist language called metta. So many of you may have heard of this word. Metta means friendliness. It means kindness, care. It's the tenderness of the heart. And I really like the image of the Tibetans. They speak of the bird who needs two wings to be able to fly. If there's only one wing, that poor little bird will not fly. And in the same way, the teachings hold two wings. One is the wing of wisdom, which we emphasize a lot, and that Charles talked about earlier today. And the other wing is the wing of compassion. The more clearly we see into the nature of our own heart, mind, not limiting to a sense of possessiveness, limited to me, 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 there's just much more openness. And a way that we meet our true nature. In the same way, then there's a possibility of an expansion of the heart. And care naturally comes forth, blossoms, kindness for ourselves. And then there's a possibility, a potential for interconnectedness. So this metta, this loving friendliness, can manifest, of course, for our own being, who we are, as we are. Quality of great, great kindness, which allows things to be, allows who we are as we are, and also a very clear sense of care and kindness towards other beings. So now there's a practice of metta. We've been including this quality all along. So it flourishes naturally in the Vipassana practice. When we begin to sense that we have less resistance, there's more receptivity, therefore very naturally more care and kindness. But because it's really true that at times the heart mind is constricted or contracted with a sense of greed or hatred, delusion. The Buddha was very smart in kind of isolating this quality, and he gave a specific metta meditation practice, which means it's called the practice of loving kindness. And this is what we will explore tonight, just for this period. So the way that we practice loving kindness is different from the way we practice mindfulness. We have here a lot of creativity, which of course is nice. It means that we can have the level of kind of well-wishing, aspiration. There can be words which really infuse and help support the nourishment of this quality. There can be a sense of really allowing for maybe some clarity in relationship to what we wish for ourselves. So the definition of this metta is to wish well. Wishing ourselves well, wishing other beings well. May I be happy, may you be happy. And so there's a way that we kind of incline, bend the mind in the direction of an aspiration. It's an intention. Now it's very helpful, you open your ears, that we don't need to feel a certain way to be able to offer ourselves kindness or receive kindness, right? If you're not in your best mood right now, you can still practice and offer yourself care and kindness. It doesn't mean that you should feel a certain way. You don't need even to like the way you are right now, or like the being to whom you are kind of connecting with. It has nothing to do with liking or not liking, with preferences. It's just this very natural flow of primal before we begin to have all these ideas and thoughts about what we look like and what we should look like and we don't look like. It's before this. There's this kind of very clear intention to care, because it is a seed that we all have. And we water the seeds in the garden. As I like to talk about it, it's just like when these little flowers out there, they're not watered in the morning, you would look at them at the end of the day, they would look really not very happy. And in the same way, we can nourish the heart and water the seeds. So it's an intention. We clearly allow ourselves to call forth and to wish ourselves well, or wish another being well, should you wish to begin there. Okay? And it's not that something extraordinary should happen. It's again very simple. So I'll guide you through this practice. Now what's so nice about it, with the metta, is that the first thing that we can offer ourselves in relationship to care and kindness is a comfortable posture. Which means that you're going to even be allowed, from my part, to lie down, should you wish to lie down. Whoa! Now it's important that you have enough space, right? You don't just don't run over each other, but should you feel that you want to have some comfort? And please hear me. If you hear your neighbor snoring, please allow yourself to have a very soft touch, right? Not like, psh, no. With kindness, you just kindly have a soft touch so they realize what's happening and they can stop. Now, if should you wish to sit, totally fine as well. Really what feels comfortable. And please take the posture that Leela showed you a couple of nights ago. So, how do you say this in English? The feet are on the floor, right, straight, and your knees are up because you'll be more comfortable this way. And just relaxing in that posture, and if you're seated, then you can definitely have a support for your back. So if you have a lot of tiredness, please realize that we are meditating. It's not sleeping time yet. You're not in your bed. So maybe you practice eyes open. And very gently feel already the care that's been given to your body as you are lying down or sitting in a comfortable posture. Just relaxing with ease. And at the level of care, you can maybe have a sense that you touch a part of the body that wishes for that care. If there's a shoulder that maybe is hurting, or the heart center in the middle of the chest, you feel you have a sense of connection. Just to allow the contact, kindness, care. There's a beautiful line by an African American whose name is George Carver. He says, "Anything will give up its secrets if you love it enough." Anything will give up its secrets if you love it enough. So we have this wonderful aspiration, intention of offering ourselves some care, some kindness, and staying very clearly on the side of the intention, not being attached to a result, not wanting anything back. It really is the movement of giving rather than getting. Giving ourselves some care, some kindness. And also receiving the kindness and the care. So this is done in a very simple way. You may nourish, water the seeds of care, water the seeds, the tender heart, in a way that you may use words so you help stay connected. And these words, they're very simple. The intention is very simple. May I wish myself well. May I be happy. Oh, may I live in peace. And of course, please use Hebrew. It's totally fine. It feels closer to the heart than the English. Or any other words that you may wish yourself. May you wish yourself maybe to care. Staying very simple. And so there's a flow a rhythm to the words, and also moments when you're in silence, that you're enabling the heart, the body, the mind to receive the care or the kindness. Sometimes people just like to stay with the energy of metta, of the kindness. And the words are not such a support. So for each one, it will be different at different moments. So you can nourish your heart in silence for just a few moments. So you're by yourself. Giving yourself that metta. And whatever may arise in your heart, may that be received. It may be pleasant, it may be neutral, or even if there are some emotions that come up. So it's not to get rid of them, but it's, again, to receive. You can care for the heart that's happy, for the heart that may be in pain. Nothing is left out. Okay, so we'll practice in silence for a few moments. For a very short moment, just noticing that this care, this kindness can be received, being receptive in a very gentle way, without forcing, just allowing the heart, mind, the body to be touched by the kindness. May I be at ease with the way things are, however they are. And you may wish to stay with yourself, or you may have the aspiration, the wish, to bring in the field of presence, of kind-hearted presence, another being, someone for whom there's a very easy connection. This being is called the benefactor. So it's someone maybe we have gratitude towards. It may be an animal, a person, for whom there's a very easeful connection. When you think of that being, or you hold this being in mind, there's spontaneously this sense of openness of heart. It's uncomplicated. So you may wish to stay with yourself, or invite this other being. And if we do invite the other being, then there's just a sense of their presence, whether an image or thought or a feeling of this presence. You may have a few words, just as I wish to be happy. You too wish to be happy. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. a sense of connectedness. Very simple. So whether for ourselves or including someone else, however it is easier for you, you have access. Kindness. And keeping the connection. I need to leave their moments, their thoughts about this person or this being. It's okay. You can have thoughts. And still, the flow, the energy, the rhythm can be supported by the phrases or the image. Sense of connection. And there can be a way that you may just tap in, just feel the flow of presence and how the sense of connection with yourself or another being may affect the heart, the mind, the body, if there's a sense of relaxation, ease of well-being, or any other experience, may it be received with kindness. relaxing the heart, relaxing the mind, relaxing the body. Resting with a tender heart, open mind, receptive body. Gently, in your own time, being in a connection where there's a sense of ease, also a sense of presence, and very gently coming into a sitting posture. And doing it very gently with care. Shift. Take the time. Again, you can sense the shift, the change. And how that metta can still be part of the meeting. Just giving ourselves care and kindness. Very simple way. There's this wonderful situation that we are in, which is pretty exceptional. To be together, the sense of interconnectedness in the silence, yet not alone. There's a support that each and every one is giving to the group, and the group is supporting us. It's amazing how this happens, the sense of interconnectedness. Sense of connection which is very clear. And so, taking a moment now to expand this feeling or thought of loving kindness in relationship to opening the field of presence to the group. And you don't need to force the heart to open, just as an image, to the extent that you feel comfortable. Like-minded people, and each and every one, there is the aspiration to be free, to be in peace, to live in harmony with ourself. This we have in common. So in a very natural, spontaneous way, wishing myself well, wishing everyone here well. Just as I wish to be happy, everyone here wishes to be happy. Just as I wish to be peaceful, everyone here wishes to be peaceful. In a very simple way, may we all be well, may we be happy, may we be peaceful. And may these wishes also go out into the world. Being interconnected. Not isolated here in Indore, the work that we're doing here, without doubt, affects the world. And it is work. Not so easy to wake up from delusion, from confusion. And at every single moment that there is clear seeing, it benefits not only ourselves, but it benefits everybody that we're going to be meeting. So that's not very small, it's huge. Huge shift. In our own consciousness and in the consciousness of the world. Anything will give up its secrets if you love it enough. I'll end with a poem by Kabir. Don't go outside your house to see flowers, my friend. Don't bother with that excursion. Inside your body, there are flowers. One flower has 1,000 petals. That will do for a place to sit. Sitting there, you will have a glimpse of beauty inside the body and out of it. Before gardens and after gardens. The blossoming of flowers within each one of us. 1,000 petals may bloom. Thank you.